Welcome to CRE Tech Talks. This podcast series is brought to you by Building Engines, providing web and mobile property management software to innovative commercial real estate owners, managers, and the clients they serve for over 14 years. And now, a man who needs no introduction, however he insists upon it, Building Engines Senior Vice President, Scott Sidman.
Thank you for the warm introduction and welcome to this episode of the 2016 CRE Tech Talks podcast series. I am Scott Sidman from Building Engines and your host. We're going to get into some practical stuff today, which I think will be of particular interest for our audience. We use technology throughout our personal and work lives to make things easier, more efficient, or to help us see or understand something in a way that we couldn't do before. And that's where I think things get really interesting, when we can clearly see information in a new way that not only provides enhanced insight, but also delivers steerage, which is my boss's particular favorite word, as well as early indications of trouble spots or opportunity, and doing all of that without us having to really go and dig for it and find it and do the research that typically accompanies that type of effort. This is true business intelligence, and it begins with something called data visualization. Today's podcast is on understanding real estate data visualization. It's about KPIs and decision support. To guide and help us through this subject is someone I've met several times over the past couple of years at industry events and has impressed me both with his background and knowledge of the market and technology. I'm pleased to welcome to the podcast and joining us from California, Mark Siegel, Managing Director of Bright Street Ventures and their portfolio company, Datex Property Solutions. Welcome and thanks for joining us on the podcast, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott. Looking forward to it.
Great. Why don't we get started? And if you could tell us a little bit about your background, both personal and professional, and kind of a unique or interesting fact about yourself is our habit here on the CRE Tech Talks podcast.
So some quick background on me. I started my career in real estate asset management, essentially building a property management and brokerage company by the name of CBM. We grew that business to about 100 different shopping centers across Northern California. In 1994, with the internet starting to take hold, I got the tech bug, spent the next couple decades basically building multiple hardware, software, and services startups. One of them, kind of most memorable, I guess, is the internet kiosk company we built by the name of CafeNet. Been fortunate over the years. I've had a few different high-five moments. Startups I built getting acquired by companies like Intel, Apple, and IBM. But, you know, I've also had the body blows as well. So I think I bring reasoned but optimistic perspective to the power of technology. As to something unique about me, I consider myself a crazy good quality assurance engineer. And by that, I mean, you know, I'm the guy who picks apart software, finds the bug no one can find, some illogical workflow that makes no sense. If it's there, I'll find it.
Wow. I think this might be a first for us. It's a really interesting background. So you have the commercial real estate experience as an operator. You have technology background in the software, and you can actually do QA yourself, which is really great. By the way, if you were a QA engineer, and probably where you're out in San Francisco in the Bay Area, you know, just that alone would place you in incredibly high demand. So that's
at least that's what I tell myself.
Yeah, exactly. If all this doesn't work out. So tell us about Datex, the company background, how you started, the markets you serve, et cetera.
Datex is I like to joke with my teammates internally, we're the classic overnight success, 15 years in the making. We wear it as a badge of honor. And we've probably made every mistake in the book over the years and lived to tell about it. And from that, over time, we made less and less mistakes. Our products got better and better. And, you know, obviously, the quality of the clients that we work with improved. 100% of our business is focused on real estate portfolio owners, operators, and managers. We're especially strong in retail, you know, the shopping center segment, but we've got a bunch of commercial and multifamily residential clients. Our flagship product, Datex Business Intelligence, or we call it Datex BI, is a product family and a data warehousing solution. It essentially overlays a client's MRI or Yardi environment, and as we like to say, it makes that environment better a few different ways. One, it delivers visualization of their KPIs or their key performance indicators and does it in a push-button simple fashion. Two, clients have monthly or recurring reporting efforts. It automates that process. 3, it helps them intelligently track, escalate, and alarm recurring tasks that they need to keep on top of. It enhances the way they recover expenses. And lastly, it helps them keep their investors plugged in, managing things like distributions, performance reports, capital calls, and whatnot.
Wow, so those are certainly all important and worthwhile endeavors, so I'm going to be interested in hearing how you get there, and also interesting to know that your story and timeline is very similar to ours here at Building Engines, about 15 years in business and learning from the mistakes along the way, so congratulations to you on keeping it going for that long.
It must be something in the water 15 years ago.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about the vision for the value you deliver to your clients and kind of the conditions in the market that make this important and true today.
I think the notion of BI or business intelligence and the role that visualization plays in it is not a new concept. It's really the technology is finally caught up to make this ready for prime time. By that, I mean kind of the essential notion is you manage what you measure. You don't track it, you can't improve it. Sure. And so our central vision and our operating principle as a company is just that. We want to help our clients manage what they measure and provide them the tools to do that measurement. Now, in the domain of real estate portfolio management, office building, shopping centers, apartment communities, industrial, whatnot, the goodness is this. Those clients are already plugged into systems that generate tremendous amounts of real-time data. I'm talking MRI and Yardi and the property management and accounting segment, folks like Avid and Nexus and the AP automation segment. So all of this data is being generated by these systems. And for folks like us, the ability to hook into that data basically gives them all sorts of new and interesting ways to leverage the data. And so what's cool about that is you're now able to surface a bunch of different best practices, which can be made better. And so Datech BI is really focused on harnessing that data, bubbling it up, making it visual, and then making it push button simple for them to hook into that data.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. I guess you and I both attend a lot of conferences, and there's been plenty of discussion over the past several years in commercial real estate about big data and building and business intelligence. And I think there's a lot of confusion out there about what they mean in practical terms. Can you provide your definition of that?
Our basic concept here is business intelligence essentially can give you the means to basically make you smarter. I mean, if you think about it, there's a number of different decisions that you need to make over the course of a day that in absence of data, you're doing in an ad hoc fashion. Similarly, you run into situations where not everyone is looking at the same data. Our essential approach is very purpose-based, and by that I mean we focus on the key areas that a property manager is going to need to be able to track and manage, whether that's a category expense, a performance of a merchant. If you're an executive, it's how are my people performing relative to one another? Which properties are performing better than another? So our notion of business intelligence is not some kind of abstract concept. It's really focused on what are the core processes that a property manager, an executive, an accounting person, a leasing person needs to do to get their job done.
That makes a lot of sense. Is there a practical way to get started and to apply this approach? And can you summarize a few of those principal benefits you think people realize based on your experience? And you've done this for a number of years now.
Essentially, as far as getting started, the way we approach it, the first thing we'll do with the client is we'll actually get a little backup copy of their MRI or Yardi database. Since within our system, we've built out a number of specific KPIs in each of these different categories, we'll essentially run diagnostics against that. We'll look at the data and how it's structured. I'll give you a very simple example. And in retail, you've got this notion of what's called an occupancy cost. An occupancy cost is essentially the ratio of rent plus the tenant's portion of expenses over the sales that they generate in their business. Certain merchants can support higher or lower occupancy costs. So understanding that formula gives you visibility to whether a merchant category is ascendant and doing very well and can pay more rent or descendant or struggling. So I'll give you a very sort of practical real world example of that. A few years back, as a lot of us know, Best Buy was starting to struggle. Mm-hmm. Well, if you set up your data the right way and support, this is a capability inherent in MRI, set up your master categories and subcategories, your ability to drill down and look not just at your Best Buys, but the whole category of consumer electronics would have cued you into looking at your Radio Shacks. Now I know a few years in advance that I should be a net seller and not a buyer of Radio Shack tenanted properties. Similarly, armed with that same data, I know which of my tenants are, you know, at risk of default, which ones should be paying more rent. For every dollar I'm able to accrue of additional rent has cap value. But the key there is, do I have that data set up within my MRI or Yardie environment? Have I set up the right categories? And those are the kinds of things that, in starting with a client, the first thing we'll do is help them figure out the structure of the data that needs to be so it can plug in.
That's great. Those are some really clear examples. And spoke to how I opened where we talked about the Holy Grail, the ability to look forward and predict things, which is great. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Kind of clear in terms of what the goals are, how you get started. Always with these things, devil in the details a little bit. One of the things I hear from a lot of our customers in the market in general is that they're overloaded with data and information, and they don't want to look and search for reports or try to figure out what things mean, which is something you just spoke to, as well what they should do. So how do you make life better for them?
That's a great question. And I think a big part of this, and this is really sort of the sea change in the market, is we're using consistency of interfaces. So by that, I mean, we've been doing this for 15 years. And so when you work with a lot of different clients across a number of different segments, what you start to realize are the ways that they want to be able to slice and dice and visualize and analyze this data fairly consistent. Within a segment, the KPIs may be different than another segment, but the basic notion of being able to scale from the tenant view to the property view, to the portfolio view, to the line of business is an aspiration that any company that has a reasonable size portfolio has an aspiration to do. And similarly, the idea of being able to slice these things over a time period and look, you know, how does this data compare this year versus last year? How does this region compare to another region? How does this property type? Are my neighborhood centers doing better than my community shopping centers? Are my mixed-use projects doing better or worse than my apartment-only project? Different owner entity types, property managers, the ability to look and compare the performance and benchmark my property managers against one another. These are all sort of very powerful concepts that take what could otherwise be sort of noise and turn it into signal. And because these are common types of interfaces from one client to the next, the ability to bring these clients online very rapidly was a really powerful notion. And what we've done is design this, and I think this is one of the keys. We've designed this with the notion that the end user is non-technical. Mm-hmm. So what we've learned from the market is people want to start with pictures, charts, and graphs. Yeah, they want to be able to drill down to the details, but it's got to be dumb simple. Allow me to start with that chart. Allow me in very few clicks to be looking at the invoice or the lease or the memo. But start me at that high level.
And that makes a lot of sense. And that focus on the end user, I think, is critical to most applications these days. But maybe help me clarify and understand, how does it differ from what these folks are used to or are able to get out of their financial applications, the ones you referenced in other applications? How does what you do help out there?
I think today what you find out of their property management, out of their accounting, out of their AP automation, they've got pieces of data, but they're not specifically structured either. For one basic point, that data isn't warehoused. So the ability to compare vast amounts of that data over time periods, slice it over regions, cross-compare it against roles and responsibilities is largely non-existent. But most of these systems are not that visual. They'll provide you a report. That report is sort of flat data. You have no way to sort of drill down to the underlying data that sort of makes up that value. And equally so, the extent that that triggers a what-if question, you basically have to create a wholly new custom report if you wanted to ask a slightly different question. Because the systems that we build are built in a way that it's meant to be clicked and traversed, the charts are meant to be drilled down to underlying detail, the ability to, out of the box, have these specific questions built out, fortified, and supported is push button simple, and it's all fully integrated. With these other approaches, every time I want to ask a slightly different question, I have to create a completely custom report. Mm-hmm. And that's why what you find in these companies, in absence of such systems, they run their business by three or four different custom spreadsheets that they've created, because the system itself, be it their accounting, be it their property management, be it their billing system, it doesn't really support that.
Aren't we all trying to get away from spreadsheets? Isn't that the goal for us? It's actually interesting. I had a very similar experience here internally where we are Salesforce users, and we use that for our sales team here, and we have a marketing automation platform as well, and you would expect that Salesforce and the marketing automation system would be able to deliver all the information we need, but we actually went out and licensed a data visualization tool this year to overlay those two systems to do exactly what you're talking about in terms of what you help your clients accomplish on the real estate side. So I can attest to having the same types of goals.
And I guess the one thing I would add there, and that's really sort of the distinction between being in sort of an ad hoc platform that in theory is equally addressable for pharmaceuticals as real estate, but really isn't the jack of all trades, master of none,
right,
versus being a system that's purpose-built from the ground up for real estate portfolio owners and managers. You can build a system that is push-button simple. You can build a system that has the workflows fully defined for the user, that anticipates the question that came before and the question that comes next, and yet is flexible enough to allow them to work the way they want to work.
So you gave us one really good earlier example, but what are some other kinds of decisions and points of analysis that data visualization can provide your customers?
Here's a common dynamic that you run into in portfolio management. I'm staring at a landscaping cost that just feels unreasonably or unseasonably high. Now, what I don't know is, on that particular property, has it always been that way? Is that particular property manager higher or lower than other managers as far as expenses go? Is it emblematic to a regional change, all of the centers in that given region? And so expense management is a very simple category where the ability to know whether expense categories are in line or out of whack, the trends are moving in the right or wrong direction. Maybe it's that vendor has suddenly changed their pattern in terms of how they're charging us. And it goes back to that notion I said at the front end, you manage what you measure. The ability to, in very few clicks, be able to drill down into any and all of my expense categories and the subcategories within that is incredibly powerful in being able to sort of pick that question apart, build my thesis, traverse my way through. And in particular, the way we support that is not only are we tying into the underlying GL data in that example, but we're actually tying into things like actual invoices, a concept that we call dashboard to documents. Is in very few clicks, I can be looking at this troubling expense item and click, 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 I've now drilled down and I'm staring at that invoice and I'm staring at all these invoices for this particular vendor and I can now go, how does that compare? Well, why has that changed?
So expense management, what other things would you find in that category?
Examples are things like landscaping that can change fairly dramatically. Security that can go up or down. You see things like, as I mentioned, landscaping, insurance patterns that have changed. These types of things can also cue you into things like expense recovery. One notion you run into in commercial is these leases all give you the mechanism to recapture expenses. So the tenants pro rata share of taxes, insurance, and maintenance. Well, one of the data points that we provide is what's called a leakage report. Well, a leakage report will give you visibility into what expenses are being lost in terms of recovery to either vacancy or lease restrictions. Again, armed with that data, the leasing people are saying, hey, we signed this fantastic lease, but lo and behold, all of the tenants in this category, we do a poor job of expense recapture. Same notion with being able to assess on a number of different core metrics the performance of my property managers, knowing which ones are doing the best or worst job at things like collection issues or expense control, which ones have the highest turnover rates or greatest vacancies, whether those things have changed, whether they're consistent from one region to the next. Again, category by category, whether it's expense control, whether it's tracking the performance of my property managers, identifying my at-risk tenants, finding my peak performing merchants so I can capture more rent. These are all things a BI system structured the right way can make you smarter.
It seems to me that those are things that every portfolio, every property manager would want to have at their fingertips without question, which kind of begs the obvious question. If the capability is available and you can better visualize and improve on these things, why don't people do it?
That's a great question. And I put these things into two buckets, fear and uncertainty. Fear, one of the things we've talked to a lot of clients about, and this is part and parcel of why we actually assess their actual data before we get started on these types of deployments, is there's this fear that their data simply is not ready. And you'll hear from a client say, God, you know, everything you describe is incredibly powerful, but, you know, are we ready? I'm a big believer that light is the best antiseptic. Shine a light. Shine a light on their data. Look at how it's structured. And as often as not, you'll find out you're not set up your entities properly, or you haven't created categories, or you've used three different fields for how you designate start dates in leases or termination dates and whatnot. And so a lot of it is by helping them understand what they need to do to get their data ready, by making sure that they understand and you understand what are the core problems they're trying to solve through a BI type of effort, a visualization effort. That's pretty central. Now, the notion of uncertainty is really, you know, how do I get started? And that's really where we've done a lot of work over the past year in terms of helping clients first get their arms around their data, secondly, go from sort of the thumbs up to go live in 4 to 6 weeks. And then lastly, really hand-holding them through very proactive training so that not just the people signed the contract, but the actual stakeholders on a day-in, day-out basis have very clear use cases in terms of how they're going to use this.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about that work, that effort on behalf of a client. I'm sure that's one of the other concerns as well, is how much work does it take to get this started and to understand and implement on behalf of your customers?
Beginning with the notion of leveraging their existing property management and accounting systems is really sort of the anchor right there, because the idea is this. I have already created reams and reams of data that is already there that's ready to be used. In our particular case, we spent 15 years perfecting interfaces into systems like MRI, Yardi, Avid, and Nexus. So a first part of it is really, how do you help me hook into the data that I already have? But I think one of the things that makes this notion of going from thumbs up to go live in 4 or 6 weeks practical is that everything that we're doing is standardized. And by that I mean, if you're in retail, the types of KPIs, the screens that we're going to give you for assessing your national tenants or tracking the occupancy costs of those merchants are consistent from one client to the next. The ways that you're going to view that data, the actual workflows in terms of how I go from the breadcrumb down to the actual invoice is very consistent. So I think the key there is, in the old world, you know, what you'd consider sort of enterprise types of approaches, everything was hugely custom, cost was off the charts, and the deliverables were always fuzzy. In our world, we're starting from the data you already have. We've got well-defined interfaces for how we're hooking into it. We've got specific KPIs and key performance indicators for what data is being structured how it's being presented, and how you're going to navigate it. And so the key thing in all of that is not only de-risks these projects, but it takes something that in the past would be 6 or 7 figure types of efforts, and it reduces it into something that can be provided as a subscription service.
That's great, and that answers one of my questions, your business model. So again, modern software application approach, software as a service, a subscription service, which makes it really manageable and understandable from a cost perspective as well for your customers.
100%. And the beauty there, it also scales up or down to the size of the client. The larger your portfolio, the more you pay. Smaller your portfolio, the less you pay. Just to put it in perspective, the entry cost for a client that embraces this is measured in the very few thousands of dollars out of pocket up front.
Seems to make complete sense in terms of what they get and the value they receive. This has been tremendously insightful, Mark, and I think a great overview, and I know there's a lot there, but a great introduction and overview for data visualization and understanding how it works for KPIs and supporting decisions. And by the way, just to back up a little bit, I am going to borrow your light is the best antiseptic line. I really like that. Just kind of in closing, what would you like to leave the audience with? What should they consider as they think about whether or not this is a fit and how it can help their business?
First off, Scott, I want to thank you for having me participate in this podcast. I certainly want to thank everyone who's taken the time to listen in. I guess I would just say this. If I can leave everyone with one thought, it's this. Data is power. Marinate on that concept. He who has the best data wins. It's that simple. It changes virtually every industry. And so if you're using the tools of the trade, i.e. you're using an MRI or Yardi, harnessing that power, harnessing the power of data is already within reach. And the idea of increasing your business intelligence quotient is really the easiest way to make gravity your friend. When you got the data working on your side, You know whether you're a buyer or a seller. You know which of your people are performing best or worst. You know what your expenses, whether they're in line or need to be adjusted. You're able to make smarter decisions. Smarter decisions leads to better business outcomes.
That's a great point. Completely agree as well. What's the best way for people to learn more about Datex or to connect with you?
The best way is visit us on the web at www.datexdata.com. We've got a contact form. We obviously have lots of collateral that you can access, but the best way is to reach out to us through one of the contact forms. Generally, we'll do a 15-minute conversation, give you an overview of what we do, learn a little bit about your business, and if there's interest there, we'll show you the product. Again, the beauty of what we do is our systems are very C-touch feel. In a pretty short demo, you'll get it.
We'll put that information in the show notes for the podcast and make those available to the audience. I want to thank our guest, Mark Siegel from Datex, for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Please join us on our next episode of CRE Tech Talks, and you'll find all the links at buildingengines.com. Under the resources section, you'll see the podcast link there. Again, we thank you for joining us today and look forward to having you join us on future sessions as well. Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to this broadcast of CRE Tech Talks. We hope you found today's session valuable. Remember to visit our podcast page at www.buildingengines.com/CRE Tech Talks to download today's transcript and key takeaways, as well as listen to other sessions and share with colleagues. We'll see you next time on CRE Tech Talks.